The economy creates more jobs than expected, but Wall Street continues the sell-off.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Happy Friday. Some hopeful job news today. This morning hasn't made a dent at all in a Wall Street fire sale that's seen the stock market at yearly lows. We'll get to the numbers in just a moment. First, the ray of light on a very dark economy. The Labor Department today said 117,000 jobs were created in July, while the nation's unemployment rate fell slightly to 9.1%. President Obama called the report encouraging, but told an audience just a few moments ago at Washington's Navy Yard that there's still much work to do.
When Congress gets back in September, I want to move quickly on things that will help the economy create jobs right now. Extending the payroll tax credit to put $1,000 in the pocket of the average worker. Extending unemployment insurance to help people get back on their feet. Putting construction workers back to work rebuilding America. Those are all steps that we can take right now that will make a difference.
The president today outlined a new plan to provide tax credits for companies that hire out-of-work veterans. Now, for more on today's employment report, we have Labor Secretary Hilda Solis with us from Washington. Madam Secretary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Not bad. 117,000 jobs. But that's not enough to grow us out of this high unemployment rate, is it?
Well, I would say that, you know, overall, when you look back at what we've created in the last 17 months, we've actually added 2.4 million private sector jobs. And, you know, the last 2 months they had to revise up those numbers. So, you know, on an average, we're not doing too bad, but we still need to do more. And that's why the president is out today speaking about helping to create jobs, getting the businesses to open up their doors for some of our returning veterans, which we know in Los Angeles and California, we had a large number of our young people and men and women serving in the military that are going to be coming home looking for jobs.
I know we just signed a debt ceiling deal earlier this week, complete with a lot of spending cuts, right, to reduce the deficit.
Over a period of time, 10 years.
Over a period of time, but that's going to affect hiring in some way, won't it?
Yes, it will have some impacts on private contractors, I would imagine. And then, yes, we need to be very clear where those cuts are actually made, because we don't want to continue to add to this recession and take us deeper into a recession. We need to make sure the recovery continues to work its way through, and we're starting to see that. We need to be proactive and looking at jobs. We need to make sure that we get more people back to work. And we've got a stubbornly high number of people that have been out of work for 26 weeks, about 8 million. We need to address what their concerns are to make sure that we have them aptly trained and that they understand that we're coming into a new phase here of economic development that's going to require a different set of skills. And a lot of that is going to be available through places like the Department of Labor and our one-stop centers that we provide around the country.
What do you say to critics who charge the White House is impeding job growth because of too much regulation, financial regulation or environmental regulation?
That's a constant speaking point for the opposition. I think what we really have to do is get off, our businesses have to get off the dust, the ones that have a large amount of money that they're sitting on, and help to create jobs. Everyone needs to share in this recovery, and certainly there's been enough pain to spread around, but we think that there is an opportunity for businesses to come forward and to really help restore that faith in our American workers by hiring up people. And we're doing it by giving them tax breaks. We need an extension of the payroll tax. We need to also look at R&D development, infrastructure investment, so we can create jobs in construction to address our problems that we have with our old bridges and highways. We can put people back to work. These are bipartisan issues, by the way.
Why do you think companies are holding back on hiring? Is it a lack of capital or a lack of confidence?
I think it could be a factor of both, but I do think that, you know, we should move on now. We took care of the debt ceiling argument. Now that's done. Now we need to both look and work together on job creation.
Labor Secretary Hilda Solis joining us this morning from Washington. Madam Secretary, thank you.
Thank you, and a big hello to all your listeners in Los Angeles.
Former California Congresswoman still thinking about her district. Let's do the numbers. Markets are down, as I mentioned earlier. The Dow is off 154 points at 11,228. NASDAQ down 2.5%. The S&P down about 2%. Government-owned mortgage giant Fannie Mae posted a second-quarter loss today, blaming a sluggish housing market and foreclosures for a near $6 billion loss.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com.
Not to dwell or anything on yesterday's big sell-off, but we did see a 5% loss in value for much of the stock market. The Dow plummeted 512 points, and that had a lot of folks scratching their heads. Here's Marketplace's Gregory Warner.
You sit there watching your 401k dribble down. Of course you're going to ask yourself why. Why did the market tank? So you turn on the TV.
It's obvious that Europe is the story here. We're seeing banks liquidating.
Back home, weekly unemployment claims showed little improvement.
Fear took over.
We're hearing words like alarming, panic, devastating.
But what exactly were we so afraid of yesterday? As David Hefty of Hefty Wealth Partners points out.
I mean, none of this stuff's new. We know about all the major stories, right? We already know about debt in Greece. We already know about the debt problem in the United States.
Yeah, we know all that. So why does the market choose Thursday, August 4th to plunge 500 points? Lawrence White is an economist at NYU Stern School of Business.
I mean, the markets are always trying to anticipate what's going to happen tomorrow, but also trying to figure out what do other people think is going to happen.
He says it's not that millions of investors all decided yesterday, okay, time to panic. It's more like a lot more people thought that others would. The thing we have to fear is the fear of fear itself. I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And finally, New Hampshire police are looking for a thief who stole $90 and a GPS device from a woman's purse in a grocery store. But the man apparently felt so bad that he went to the woman's house, gave her the $90 back, with $10 interest, by the way, and a new cord for her GPS. He also left a note before he ran off that said he was sorry, had fallen on hard times, and he signed it, "Stupid." I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Covering the economy is a 24/7, 365 kind of thing. So every Friday, we get a little help from our friends.
We were sinking fast, and we had no idea whether the world was coming to an end or not.
Oil goes high enough, people stop driving, they stop buying cars, they stop going out to eat.
There are bumps in the road, but consumers are starting to feel better.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Weekly Wrap, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.